Dessert was never less relaxing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Who knew how volatile the candy world could be? You know, Kraft has made a hostile takeover bid for Cadbury. The British chocolatier basically called that offer insulting and compared Kraft to a hunk of plastic cheese. This morning, we learn another American giant, Hershey, is considering teaming up with the Italian sweet maker Ferrero to bid for Cadbury. Joining us now is equity analyst Erin Swanson. She covers consumer products for Morningstar. She's with us live from Chicago, Erin.
Hi.
Is that right, Chicago?
Yep, that's right.
Good morning. Now, Ferrero is the Italian company that brought us Nutella and Tic Tacs. What does it and Hershey suddenly want with Cadbury?
Well, Cadbury offers a very attractive asset portfolio. But separately, neither Hershey nor Ferrero really have the financial flexibility to be able to acquire Cadbury. Together, it may be more feasible.
For those who don't know Ferrero, give us the short history.
Ferrero is an Italian candy maker, as you said. Some of their products include Tic Tacs, Nutella, and their namesake chocolate. Their sales are concentrated in Germany, Italy, and France, and they're still a family-run business.
So they're concentrated in Europe as well. And why would Cadbury be any more open to Hershey and Ferrero than to Kraft?
Well, there's the possibility that an all-cash offer could come from Hershey and Ferrero, which in our opinion would be more appealing to Cadbury shareholders than Kraft's current cash stock offer.
Why would they have more cash than Mighty Kraft?
Well, it's not that they would necessarily have more cash, but because Ferrero is privately held and because Hershey is controlled by the Hershey Trust, they may make an offer in all cash.
And Cadbury shareholders might like that.
It's a guarantee. Yeah. Rather than risking Kraft stock trading up and down between the time when the deal is approved and when it actually closes.
Equity analyst Erin Swanson with Morningstar, thanks a lot for filling us in.
No problem. Thank you.
By the way, shares of Cadbury were up about 1% in London today. In New York, shares of Hershey are down 1% and Kraft down 0.5%. Elsewhere on Wall Street, the S&P 500 is down 0.25%, the NASDAQ is off 0.75%, and the Dow is down 34 points. It's at 10,403. European stocks were flat today, and Asian markets lost about 0.5%. Okay, back to dessert now. This holiday season could see a shortage of one of its staples, pumpkin pie, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins tells us.
The harvest was already looking meager this year, but yesterday Nestle announced that rain in the Midwest destroyed much of the remaining pumpkins. Nestle controls 85% of that crop for canning. It shows up in grocery stores under the Libby's label. Food marketer Al Hammond says grocery stores will need to be creative when advertising this traditional holiday meal.
It's certainly one of the things that you think of that you have to have for a Thanksgiving dinner, but it could be good news for cherry pies and pecan pies.
Industry analyst Harry Balzer says pumpkin is the second most popular pie consumed in America. That's all because of Thanksgiving.
There'll still be pumpkin on that table, pumpkin pie. There may be less of it. The slices may be smaller, but you're very difficult to change traditions in this country.
The LA Times reports supermarkets have no plans to raise prices, and groceries say they have enough to get through Thanksgiving. But after that, if Nestle runs out, it won't have any more of that canned puree until August. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as The Splendid Table, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
In housing news, the government said this morning housing starts fell in October to their lowest level in half a year. Meanwhile, more and more people are going to foreclosure auctions, hoping to get a deal on the American dream. We sent reporter Sean Cole to one of those in Boston and told him to keep his hands at his sides.
The auction was in a small ballroom at the Boston Park Plaza Hotel. It was held—hang on, here's the obligatory auctioneering sound—
I'm being 30, 40,000 by 30, buy a Dale, 40,000 Dale.
It was held by Real Estate Disposition Corporation, or REDC, which travels all around the country helping banks offload their quote-unquote distressed properties. About 200 people showed up to bid on just 36 homes scattered all over New England. One sold for less than a quarter of its original value. REDC makes its money from a 5% buyer's premium. It's doing pretty well right now, and a spokesman, Rick Weinberg, told me it's going to do even better next year.
We're already in the process of basically having an auction almost every other day. And we could wind up doing an auction on an average of almost a daily basis.
In the last 2.5 years, REDC has sold $6 billion worth of property for banks, despite a little lull this year after banks agreed to temporary moratoria on foreclosures.
It was a speed bump on the Indianapolis 500.
Rick Sharga is a senior vice president for Realty Track.
And we have had 9 consecutive months now of more than 300,000 foreclosure actions a month since the moratoria were lifted.
Which, of course, is horrible. Unless you're an auction company like REDC.
Going once, twice, third and final call, 92.59.
Or you're one of the bidders getting a great deal on somebody else's loss. For example, at the auction I went to, George and Mary McLeod landed a second home on Cape Cod for $90,000. They hugged and kissed after putting in the winning bid.
I prayed about it. Good Lord.
You prayed about it?
Yes, I did. I did pray about it, you know. And we said don't go above 80, but then what the heck, you know what I mean? Always can sell it.
True. The question is for how much. In Boston, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
And finally, they are calling it the recession tree. South Carolina went bargain hunting for this year's Statehouse Christmas tree. They found a cheap deal in Pennsylvania, except shipping problems resulted in some missing branches. Local TV station WIS says residents are divided. This woman finds the tree shabby.
It looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. All the branches are trimmed off of it. It's got a big hole in it.
However, this passerby felt differently.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. Maybe it just needs a little love.
Don't we all? This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.